Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidindji country. That's BBM Bumblebip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the country. Thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. Have your saying yarn up song. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. And like I said, our voice for our people. So do utilise it. Yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. And a big shout out to the First Nation radio station across the beautiful country of ours, to your daily program, National Talk Black, a voice for our people. And like I said, do utilise it. All right, too deadly. I'm going to catch up a yarn now. We're talking about groundbreaking First Nation led musical collaboration premieres in Mingin, Brisbane. Invited into the third space. A sacred place, a powerful new intercultural collaboration uniting musicians from Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander, Samoan, Papua New Guinea, non-Indigenous traditions for a one-night-only performance. Well, it sounds, but it should be more than one night. But look, too deadly. We're going to catch up yarn with Tatauga and talk about this fantastic space. We have Tatauga on the line. Good morning. Tatauga, is that? Good morning.
Yeah.
How are
morning.
You? Morning, morning.
Yeah, good.
I get the pronunciation right, Tatauga?
Yeah,
Tatauga. Okay, my brother. Yeah. How are you? Before we start, we asked, who your mob were you from? Where are you from, Tatauga?
Yeah, my law so for Malangi Mama, Lawingoa, or Kaikunga, okay, Samway Sapungawa, Ifaria Lili, yeah, Male Congo, okay, Ngofo, Le Maoka, Malawa, or Turbo, Mayagara, Alofa, Nao, Malauko, Lua, Isao Maya, Kongori, Mabobi Yuga Ba. Yeah, so in English, I am a descendant of Samoan. I'm a high-talking chief from the village of Sapungawa and Falealili. I also come from Le Kongo. I work and live on Turrbal and Yagara country.
Beautiful.
My wife and my children are from Goongari and Gaba Binbar, Walka Yugaba, so that Duncan and Hegarty.
Connection there, beautiful, lovely brother. Fantastic. Thank you very much. A little groundbreaking First Nation-led musical collaboration. Premieres in Mingin. So tell us about this. Is this the first time an inaugural event? And to me, it sounds like it should be more than one night only.
Oh, look, I think it's such a powerful event that I think that this will be, and it should be more, and I think yeah. It's going to happen. I think the ancient songlines for both of our countries.
Yep.
From my homeland of ancient of Samoa to, you know, our First Nation mob here. I'm just very lucky that connected with mob through my wife and had the privilege to work in different countries in Australia with First Nation mob.
Yep.
And I think this is so special to bring ancient songlines together and interweave them and showcase how powerful our ancestors were when it comes to songline and medicine. So
my brother, this is the first of its kind, an event for you guys?
Yeah, it is. Good. For all of us to come together.
Yeah, beautiful, which is great. And like I said, one night only, and it should be an annual event, and more than one night, I would feel, my brother.
Oh, I feel you. No, look, I'm excited. Look, I have to talk to the powers above.
Yes.
I think this is something special.
Yeah,
you know, and it comes down to my children, you know, because my children are Samoan and Aboriginal.
Yes.
So it's like bringing the culture together.
Yes.
You know, from their mother's side and then their father's side and then having mob come around. And I think it's just such a beautiful...
beautiful.
This is what's happening now, isn't it?
All exactly.
All of our people are mixing now.
Yeah, so beautiful. Spread the love. You know? Spread the love.
Yes, that's it.
Look, fantastic. So, one night event. So, is it a free event? What time does it kick off? And how long does it run for?
Yeah, so it is. It's a paid, cost event.
Yep.
At the Princess Theatre. I think it starts around 6.
Okay.
I'm not sure. All I know is I just got to get to rehearsal, get the kids ready, because my kids, special guests, my kids are going to come on stage with me as well.
Good, good, good.
To sing some of their Wungari songs with Dad.
Yes.
So I think, I think this is going to be a very special event for Indigenous, Indigenous Pacifica,
yes,
but also non-Indigenous. You know,
beautiful,
for
beautiful.
Them to see the different ancient song lines from the two countries.
Fantastic. I noticed here, I'm looking at a piece of paper here, you got Sister Dillian Briscoe from up here, Far North Queensland, Yalindji woman. She's performing. So tell us about some of the lineups you got there, my brother.
Yeah, we've got my also, or my brother, Jungaji. He's a Gugung Yalindji man.
Yeah.
I've been around with Jungaji for a while now, singing language songs with him and my language. I've actually been on his country too.
Oh, beautiful.
With Uncle Graham there, Brady. They've welcomed me on their country. So it's, I'm excited just to have our mob there, but also A4, which is a Samoan group.
Yep.
They'll be singing some of the traditional Samoan songs. So amazing harmony group, bringing them onto the table. So, I'm just excited to share the stage. I haven't met the other two artists, so this is what I mean. This is going to be exciting. It's just like we're all going to interweave and just, I guess, be guided by the old people. Right?
Exactly, exactly.
Let it sing.
And music and song becomes the vehicle, bringing people together, building friendships, educating platform, all the above, my brother. And look, just going a bit left field, but a big shout out all the Samoans and regarding the rugby league. Fantastic. Represent. And music is the essence of life. If that's the case, play on. My brother, are you one piece, a solo performer, or how do you operate?
So I'm one piece. I use a looping station. I do a lot of layering of vocals and beatboxing, and then I do the harmonies. But I've interweaved it with A4 because they are an amazing harmony group.
Yes.
I've interweaved, so it's like Ke Kunga and A4 as like one unit. And then I've got my kids that I bring in, which they sing the Gungari and the Samoan songs. So
and how many kids and how old are they, brother?
I've got two boys.
Yep.
One's 9 and the other one's 6. Good. And they've been learning their Gungari songs from their great-grandmother, who passed it on to us, Nana Ruth Hegarty.
Yeah.
She gave me those songs to us. She gave it to me before they were born. She knew that I'm a strong cultural man.
Yes.
And she said, when those boys are born, you start playing those tapes for her great-grandson to be, the future song men for their people, for their mob.
And to me, brother, that's an acceptance into the family too, brother.
Oh, it's an honour. when I listen to those old, from their old Magic Man, Magic Man, Willie Ripwood, or Juan Gulala. The recording was in 1964. We got those recordings given to Nan, and then Nan passed it to the Duncan family. And she passed it to me to make sure that my sons learn their song lines. So it's an absolute honour.
Beautiful. And look, you being a cultural man, that's going to happen, brother. And you take the passing on very strongly, very culturally.
Yes.
And you're doing right by ancestors of your wife and your two boys, my brother. Hats off to you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, look, as a father, if anything I can leave for my children is they be strong in both of their cultures. It's just an honour that I was trusted with the songs that Nana gave me to learn the songs.
Beautiful.
And sing it for their mob.
Oh, my brother, well, thank you very much for the yarn. Congratulations. Good luck with it all. We're talking Monday, 3rd of November. Yep. And that's at the Princess Theatre. Prices are here. $25 for mob, $38.95 concessions, and $62.95 standard. So, look, fantastic. Congratulations. Break a leg, that is what they say. Thank you very much, and all the best and love to your family there, brother.
Oh, thank you so much. Love to all you mob there, and thank you so much for having me. And hopefully we can bring the show up there, eh?
Sounds good, my brother. Come north, Far North Queensland. Thank you, brother.
All right, have a good one. Thank you.
Just Tidele, beautiful yarn there. Taruga Kitchener, West, and he's Samoan vocals performer in the third space, they call it, the sacred place. So that's all happening on 3rd of November, and down there at Brisbane at Minjin, and that's the Princess Theatre. So do check it out online, Ticketmaster or Topology Music. There it is. So do look at that. If you're down Brisbane Way, not down there for football. Season's over at the moment. But if you're down there, catch up family or friends or down there on business, do check it out about Monday, 3rd of November. Fantastic. Your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the ball around here. Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from Curry. And it's a one-hour program live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumper Group Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly.
Traveling in a brand new trophy. On a beanie trailer full of stories. I met a strange style, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me money.
And she said,
we come from a land down under. Where dollars smile and meaning
thunder.
Can you hear, can you hear that thunder? You better run, you better take cover. Buying bread from a man in the wind. He was 6'4", Nagi Mukin. I said, you're speaking my language. Don't wingo. And he smiled and gave me a penny back, my name.
Said,
you come from London, London. Where dollars smile and meaning
London.
Can you hear, can you hear that thunder? You better run, you better take a run. I said to the man, are you trying to tempt me? Cause I come from a land of plenty. You come from a land down under. Where dollars smile and beating plunder. Can you hear, can you hear that thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
This one goes out to all the brothers and sisters who are out there fighting for what they truly believe in. This one's for you.
We up, we are never gonna ever back down. We gonna stomp
gonna vibe to the good vibration. Ain't nobody gonna tell us how it is. We live by the sword or we die by the spear, huh? Installations of conversations to different nations and destinations. We ain't never seen a life like this. Warned and dismissed. Ain't nobody got time for this. We are never gonna ever back down. We gonna stomp our feet on the ground. We gonna dance to the beat of the sound.
World's vibrations, we lost our patience. Manifestations came through creations. Raise our flags high as we dance through the nations. When we speak, we don't preach. Wisdom of the streets, them jewels that we seek. We them warriors, them beasts. We them crown proud, we them kings like we speak.
We are never gonna ever back down. We gonna stomp our feet on the ground. We gonna dance to the beat of the sound.
Lying right here,
lonelier than lying here.
You too far away now.
this is Mark Harbrow. You're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah, Mark Harbrow, thank you very much. This is your program, daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. You can text a brother as well, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. And a big shout out to First Nation radio stations across this beautiful Big Island, Australia. Thank you for the work that you do. Look at our headlines here, news, NITV, mental health. Calls to Indigenous crisis line hit record highs as demand for culturally safe support grows. Calls to 13 Yarn have hit high records level with more than 100 calls a day and forecasts of up to 150 over summer. Excuse me. The calls to 13 Yarn Australia's National Crisis Helpline for Australia and Torres Strait Islander people have surged more than 100 a day, the highest demand since the service launched 2 years ago. The organisation run by Lifeline Australia says 2025 has already become its busiest year on record, with forecasts suggesting the number could climb to 170 calls a day over summer. Lifeline's head of Indigenous Affairs, Auntie Marge Anderson, said the spike shows both rising awareness of 13 Yarn and the growing need for accessible, culturally safe mental health support across communities. We know that many Indigenous people are feeling overwhelming or having difficulty coping right now, and that is reflected in our numbers. Since September, crisis supporters have been helping mob in crisis more than 100 times a day. It's quickly becoming new normal, she said. According to the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, suicide remains the leading cause of death for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children, accounting for 1 in 5 deaths among people under 24. While more people are reaching out for help, Annie Marsh said that barriers still prevent many, especially young people, from picking up the phone. Access, shame and lack of privacy can all get in the way, she said. Young people often don't talk to their parents. They text them even when they're sitting next to each other. To better reach younger callers, 13 Yarn is now developing text and web chat services, which could also support people with disability or those unsafe home environments who can't make a call. Our aim is to get a place where every Indigenous Australian can access culturally safe crisis support, Annie Marge said. That means finding new ways to connect with those who face barriers asking for help. 13 Yarn's also supporters are all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people trained by Lifeline to offer 24-hour and in a culturally safe and confidential way. It's free, it's anonymous, and there's no shame or no judgment. Annie Marge said, you can yarn with someone who understands. So with that, to all mob out there, if you're feeling that way inclined, 13 Yarn, 139276, or Lifeline 131114, Beyond Blue as well, 1300 224636, and Helpline 1800 551 800. Do reach out. The support and help is only a phone call away. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, yarning up strong here with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidindji Country. All right, ACRRM honours Dr. Sarah Jane Springer for outstanding contribution to First Nations healthcare. Dr. Sarah Jane Springer, Rural Generalist, has been awarded the Australian College of Rural Remote Medicine, ACRRM, 2025, Outstanding Contribution to First Nations Healthcare Award. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Sister Dr. Sarah Jane Springer and Rural Generalist and the ACRRM 2025 Award recipient. And we have Dr. Sarah on the line. Dr. Sarah, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. Yama. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, my sister, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. So I'm Dr. Sarah Jane Springer. I'm a proud Wiradjuri woman from Central West New South Wales. I'm a rural generalist, so what that means is like I'm an old school GP, bit of jack of all trades, master of none. But I work in obstetrics, emergency medicine, and I'm the director of Springer Health Consultants.
Look, congratulations on your win there, but also a big shout-out to your mob. Thank you very much. You're the recipient of the Australian College of Rural and Remote Medicine. It means you are deadly in more ways than one. And look, talking about closing gap, there's still a lot of gaps to be closed, is there not, Dr. Sarah?
Yes, this is true. This is true. I guess in the last 2 decades of my career, you know, myself and all of our mob have been, you know, that are in the health space have been trying to close that gap, obviously, with some, you know, some successes here and there. But, you know, we never give up the good fight. So I am very, very, very honoured to have received the award. But, you know, I want to recognise that that award's not just for my personal input. That's, you know, the input of all of our mob around Australia, you know, concentrating on the end goal, and that is to have really good health outcomes for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Look, fantastic. You also have dealings with ACCHO, the Aboriginal Community Control Health Organisation, led single employer model trial. Tell us about that space that you're working in, please.
Yeah, sure. So I'm really excited by this initiative. So it's been sort of put forward by, well, not sort of, but it's heavily backed by the Commonwealth as an innovative way to try and get more GP trainees. So that's our, you know, GP, younger GP sort of crew getting out into the rural areas. But more importantly, being targeting sort of ARCHOs and the ARCHO sector. So our first trial of this kind is happening out at Quatsick out at Charleville.
Yep.
We've got two registrars lined up for next year, which is really, really promising. Cause it's very difficult to try and recruit to remote areas. But with the efforts of Quatsick, the efforts of Quake, which is the Queensland body of ARCHO, then we've been able to get these registrars signed up and ready to go for next year. So it's really exciting times for us to be able to really embed a blueprint of what it looks like to live, work and play in a rural area, but more importantly, to have wraparound culturally safe mentorship from, you know, the cultural leaders out there in the community, the traditional owners. And we're starting to look at, you know, developing blueprints to be able to then replicate those services into other parts of the community, but obviously we know that that needs to then be the minutiae has to be adapted to individual communities to make sure that, you know, we are reflecting exactly what community wants. So it's been that's been one of my greatest successes of the last year, and I'm really glad that it's getting some national recognition, because I really do think that moving forward, this is the way to go for us.
Well, exactly, and the old the best ingredient we got, my sister Dr. Sarah, is black on black. When you've got our mob working with our mob, that's a strong platform for the empire we're about to build in regarding closing gaps. You also serve as a board of director with Royal Flying Doctor Service and former director of Australian Indigenous Doctor Association, AIDA, ADA, and continue to shape systemic reform that centres First Nation voices and delivers equity in health care. So it's all irons in a fire, a 12-pronged spear. I'm picking up my sister. Look, we all need to get it together, sister.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And I think it is really important that, you know, we are forging the way to have black leadership in, in places where it's required, because if we're not there at the table, we're on the menu. So
thank you.
Essentially, yeah, I do have lots of irons in the fire, but I'm just really trying to bring that energy and be, you know, invigorated by our previous giants that I stand on the back of. You know, people like Uncle Louis Peachy and those front runners, but bringing that wave of sort of, well, some days I don't think I'm that enthusiastic, but, you know, winning awards like this is that that little bit of caffeine to kind of keep you going and to recognise the fact that your work has been seen and the work of others in amongst that has also been seen and recognised, and it helps us, you know, to continue towards a good fight, and that is to get, you know, recognition of our First Nations leaders, get us in the right spot, saying the right things at the right time for mob, and making sure that community voices are always reflected in that.
Yes.
That's my vision and that's my goal.
And look, I'm picking up your education, of course, qualifications, but I'm also picking up my sister, your passion. And when we're talking about dealing with our mob, we do what we do, but we don't do it for any rewards or recognition, acknowledgement. But it's good to get it, my sister. And like I said, it just gives you that extra boost to keep going and row this boat even stronger, you would say.
Absolutely, because, you know, we've got to identify, and I'm sure all the listeners will identify this, our work is hard. Our work's emotional. It has taxes on us that, you know, and colonial load that other people don't have to deal with. And we have to do that on a daily basis. But yet we all show up, we turn up, we put in, and we continue, you know, in the ways in which we can, in the best way that we can, just trying to move collectively forward to that goal. So, yeah, I think it's just, it is amazing to be recognised. And like you said, it's not something that we go to work with the eye on the prize to get an award, but no. It's just nice that it comes along with it.
Yeah, well, look, love the work that you're doing. Congratulations once again, Dr. Sarah. Big shout out to your mob. Keep doing what you're doing, and we'll yarn soon, my sister. You are a winner, yes.
Thank you so much, Trevor. Madam Gaul. Thank you, everyone.
Well, sis. Oh, bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. That's Dr. Sarah Jane Springer, Rural Generalist and the ACRRM. That's the Australian College of Rural and Remote Medicine, 2025 award recipient. So, look, fantastic, leading from the front, but let's say doing the work that she does because she's passionate about it. And to get an award like so, just a feather in the cap, yep, but it's also highlights the gaps that need to be closed in more ways than one. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, the deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
From another mother.
Don't be too brave to say.
Think back to the good old times. We had the windows down and we were children, had the vibes.
There was no other way.
These days, they're moving too fast. Can't help but reminisce about the memories of the past.
Life was so simple then.
So time out, stop the clock. Before you know it, you'll have just about forgotten.
So take it easy.
Thinking of all our good. Harbor 4870. Think back to the good old times. The good old times where we jumped and had the vibes. Coming straight from downtown to Pegasus Studio. Big brother, a little brother. Sent you from another mother.
See, I made it at the mud. Never thought I'd see the light. Came from a broken home and never thought I'd be alive. Oh yes, I made it, I made it. Oh yes, I made it, I made it. Made it at the mud. Never thought I'd see the light. Came from a broken home and never thought I'd be alive. Oh yes, I made it, I made it. Oh yes, I made it, I made it. Came from a broken home. Never thought I could make it. This is my dream and I ain't let nobody break it. It's a journey I ain't never gonna give up. Fought the battles through the pain when I was fed up. Let depression get to me when I was messed up. Thought I ain't gonna last, thought I ain't gonna last. But all you got to do is just believe in yourself. Believe in your heart and never lean on yourself. Just give it to God. Cause I made it. Yeah, I made it, yeah. See, I made it at the mud. Never thought I'd see the light. Came from a broken home and never thought I'd be alive. Oh yes, I made it, I made it. Oh yes, I made it, I made it. Made it at the mud. Never thought I'd see the light. Came from a broken home and never thought I'd be alive. Oh yes, I made it, I made it. Oh yes, I made it, I made it. Never thought I'd come this far. My life, when people used to doubt me, told me I ain't nothing, but they know nothing about me. Now they be calling my phone, checking if I be at home, but they don't know where I be. I be living my life the way that I want to, focus on my dreams, cause I know that I'm chosen. Believe in myself, knowing I'm hoping to live a better life, to live a better life, yeah. Cause I made it. Yeah, I made it. I made it. Yeah. See, I made it at the mud. Never thought I'd see the light. Came from a broken home. And never thought I'd be alive. Oh, yes, I made it. I made it. Oh, yes, I made it. I made it. Made it at the mud. Never thought I'd see the light. Came from a broken home. And never thought I'd be alive. Oh, yes, I made it. I made it. Oh, yes, I made it.
Queensland's weather can be unpredictable, and it doesn't plan before it strikes. It won't ask if you have a plan B for kindy pickup, or if your neighbour can check on the dogs. It won't ask if your elderly mum has enough medication, or if your family photos are safe. And it won't ask if your family is ready. Weather doesn't plan, but you can. Search Get Ready Queensland and make your emergency plan online today. Spoken by Jonathan Thurston. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane.
Station sponsor.
Why did you get vaccinated?
Vaccinations are the best way to protect us from serious and preventable diseases.
I wanted to keep my family strong and safe.
Vaccination is one of the simplest ways to keep myself and my family strong and healthy. Protect yourself and your family. Drop into the Wootropperin Health Service free pop-up clinic this Wednesday. Coral Cay Clinic in Manura. No appointment needed. Just walk in. 9 a.m. 12 noon. Check out Wootropperin's Facebook for more details.
Station sponsor.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now. 1-800-422-416.
Find a lover in a mama that will never break your heart. So good to you, I'll never give you up. On my way, I'll come and get you in my car. That's the first thing I wanna do. Ain't gonna tease ya, do things you never knew I'd do to ya. Straight from my heart, feel my love. No matter where you are the one for me.
Well, it's a come, baby, here I come, come. You're undercover lover, not a bummer on the run. Don't mess with the rest, get distressed, my queen. I'll be your candid delight, if you know what I mean. I saw you standing there with a smile like Cinderella. I wondered if you kick it with a fine young brother like me. So tell me, do I pass the test, cause this father's coming at you above all the rest.
Man, I'm an Ali. Almore is gay. Curry alarm. Kotaka mer, Kareem. Mena manali, marim natagri. My love, I need you. Honest, I do. Now that I'm leaving, all of my thoughts, they will be of you. Remembering the love that used to be. Please come back to me, darling, I need you. My love, I need you. Honest, I do. Man, I'm an Ali. Amor is gay. Curry alarm. Kotaka mer, Kareem. Man, I'm an Ali. Marim natagri. My love, I need you. Honest, I do.
Come, baby, here I come. Come, you're undercover lover, not a brother on the run. Don't mess.
Yeah, beautiful track there. Mina Minnelli featuring Zimbala, Sam Savage and Drew Znamok, both with us in spirit. Big shout out, one love there. Pumley, thank you very much. Your daily program, National Talk Black, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumber Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. All right, looking at news again, skynews.com, St. Vincent Hospital accused of discrimination after ordering staff to fast-track treatment of Indigenous patients. A major Melbourne hospital has been accused of discrimination after ordering its emergency department to fast-track treatment of Indigenous patients. And all First Nations patients at St. Vincent's Hospital have now been assigned Category 3 status, which expedites medical assessment and treatment within 30 minutes of arrival in the emergency department. However, the Victorian opposition has described the scheme as blatant discrimination. Shadow Health Minister Georgie Crozier said it was a glimpse of what would occur on a larger scale if the government's treaty legislation passes Parliament. This sort of discrimination will only divide our society, Ms. Crozier said. The triaging of patients should be done on medical need, not based on colour of your skin. This is the first glimpse at what Jacinda Allen's diversive treaty will look like. The 2024 policy change came after research that revealed First Nation patients were on average waiting longer to be seen compared to non-Indigenous patients. And Victoria Principal and Premier, that is Jacinda Allen, has supported the decision of the hospital, arguing that First Peoples had suffered poorer outcomes according to hospital data. She said the policy change would improve outcomes for Indigenous Victorians, meaning a better, fairer society for everyone in the state. The issues that are being addressed here is recognising that First Peoples have poorer outcomes. First Peoples have been waiting longer to be treated, she said. What St. Vincent has done is looked at the data and recognised that First Peoples have been waiting longer. They have been getting poorer outcomes and are putting in place an initiative that supports that principle of treating everyone who comes through the ED in that triage way of treating the sickest patients quickest. St. Vincent has defended the policy, claiming it was necessary to because Indigenous patients were waiting longer and average than on non-Indigenous patients. A hospital spokesman told the Herald Sun Indigenous patients were also more likely to remain engaged with care if they were seen within the first hour of presenting to the emergency department. The research also showed First Nation patients were more likely to remain engaged with care if seen within their first hour of ED presentation. That is the program for today, you mob. Thank you very much for your company. We're back in the hot seat again tomorrow with that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Talking about National Talk Black, of course. 1 hour program. Thank you for your company. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And got the news coming up by NERS very soon. So stay tuned for that. And big shout out to First Nation Radio Station across the beautiful country of ours. Thank you for the work that you do as well. Keeping our mob entertained and keeping our mob engaged and up to speed with what's happening on the big island of Australia. There it is, your mob. Yarn soon. Thank you for your company. Too deadly.
Uncomfortable. I've tried to say this in a million ways. She called us scared. We wouldn't have turned her away. She's not your therapy, don't seem happy at all. I'm not your enemy, put your hands in your pockets and walk. Cause my brother, oh brother, don't put your hands on her. My banger, I beg you, remember, your hands have made things before. Softly spoken. She's not your therapy. Don't seem happy at all. I'm not your enemy. Put your hands in your pockets and walk. Cause my brother, oh brother, don't put your hands on.
put your hands on.